RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Harry Callis, and I'm trying to fill in with Mark Caboli here because I think Crowley's in the bathroom.
He's running in now. I wonder where he was.
Hurry up!
What are you doing, Crowley?
It's 8 o'clock.
You come out sideways.
Callis, you send the link to Bostic?
I got your text. I'm getting there.
Oh, was it you didn't do it?
No, because you texted me.
So really, who failed? Was it me? Or is it intrepid producer, rapper extraordinaire Nicholas Harry Callis? Why don't you look in a mirror?
Deflecting therapy. I'm not putting up with this today.
How about you just text Bostic the link? I was late because I was taking a poo. I'm sorry. A victory poo on this wonderful Monday.
Wow.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home, and business security company.
Shouldn't you know when you're coming back if you're doing that?
How long was I not back for?
It was like a minute.
Would you text Bostic?
I am. I can multitask.
Can you?
You know what he just said? Oh, Pat's not coming in.
Right.
Yeah, because you texted me 30 seconds ago. You're like, oh, let's send him the link. I'm like, I didn't
He texted you from the throne.
I did do that. Absolutely. What stage of the process was I in? That'll be left to the imagination.
Did you wash your hands?
Of course I did. That's why I was late. And I got myself some water. I was just taking a nice stroll around the office with absolutely no regard for time.
And Callis is looking at me like, you're looking at the wrong person, my friend.
Yeah, just play the music a little bit longer. Well, people know.
I got the host for 15 seconds. It was great.
You could have just played an Pittsburgh's extra commercial. Hometown. It's fine.
I didn't know you weren't coming back.
I wasn't in here.
I wasn't looking at you.
Well, that's your job. Did you text Bostic yet?
Maybe.
Texter, hear me out. This year, more than any, the 6 or 7 seed could both seriously beat the 2-3 seeds, meaning we could have 2 playoff games at home, possibly even the AFC Championship. Broncos for sure could be beat by the Bills.
Man.
Yeah, man. We were talking about that off air. I can't remember the last time where I honestly don't know who I would favor to win each respective conference at this time of the year. Yeah. I thought that the Rams might be the best team in the NFC, and they still might be.
That's tough, though, man. They're going to end up having to go to the East Coast.
Exactly.
Tough.
And then in the AFC, I think everyone wants to anoint Josh Allen. This is his time, and that is the prevailing narrative, but they're not the best team.
Oh, I mean, you can't go to Cleveland and almost lose the game and put up the numbers he did.
That's correct.
So it is wide open, but that also sets you up for a colossal failure where you feel like if you lose in the first round, you're like, oh, we really messed up.
Well, that's exactly where I was about to go. I don't care, even if it's Buffalo, I don't care who you play in round one. You're at home, win the game. That's the expectation. They're playing good enough football right now. They're going to be playing at Acrisure Stadium should they sew the division up, and I think that they will. And I don't care if you're playing the Bills or the Texans or the Chargers. Win the damn football game. Aaron Rodgers is playing at a level high enough right now that I'm not scared of any other quarterbacks coming in here. I mean, I'd rather have Josh Allen than Aaron Rodgers, no question about it. But other than that, come on. And Drake May, he was really good down the stretch last night. He also had some bad moments, and I'm not sure that team's all that great.
Yeah.
So you get in, you get home games, you got a shot. 412-928-9370 is the text line brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Do we got Bostic yet?
So his machine isn't working with the video call system.
Mm.
So I'm working on an alternative.
All right, great. We'll go to Austin in Michigan. Hi, Austin.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Good. Well, I got two questions, but the first one is, okay, since Dylan Cook has played so well, do you guys think that he gets to be the starter for the remainder of the year, and do you think he beats out Broderick Jones next year?
Wow.
And then my second one is, do you think that if we win against the Cleveland Browns, do they have a shot at playing Will Howard to see what he has? Not to see if he's going to be our starter, just to see what he has, to see if we don't draft a quarterback next year.
Thanks, Austin. I don't think one game would make that determination, but I'd play him in the final game.
I would not.
Why?
You have your backup quarterback who has been playing the good soldier of helping out. Throw him the bone and let him play in a meaningless game rather than a rookie that has taken zero snaps in preseason or anything. Give Mason the opportunity to go play. He earned that, I think. As for Dylan Cook, I think Mike Tomlin might have had a tear in his eye when he was talking
about it. Oh, my God. Did you hear the way he was waxing poetic about Dylan Cook?
Put it this way. I think that Jobs is his for the rest of the year. We'll see where it takes us next year.
People forget. I think Broderick was trending up before he got hurt,
like
too.
He was terrible. But
I'd be stunned if they don't pick up his fifth-year option.
But the problem is really? I don't think they will.
Really?
No. I don't think they
will. You let him sing for a supper?
First of all, when's the last time they picked up a fifth-year option on anybody?
What, they could have done it with Najee Harris. They could have done it with Kenny Pickett, but they punted on him after 2 years.
I think you go back to maybe...
So what, you throw a little cheddar Dylan Cook's way this offseason, and Broderick Jones is your left tackle next year?
I don't even know. He's probably
restricted rights.
He's probably not even the RFA. He's probably exclusive rights when he comes back for...
Yeah, throw him a tender?
No, you just let him play out. First of all, you let Broderick play out, then you deal with that in the offseason, next year, see where that is. I mean, if he's terrible, then... you let him go, and if whatever. I don't think you pick up his option because you got the guy on the other side is a year away from the option after that in Fatano that you're picking up. So I don't think they would.
Pat Bostic joins us now.
Hey.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, guys. What's up?
Pat, it's a victory Monday. Your guy Rodgers, Rogue Rodgers. Did you hear what Caboli said? You probably didn't. Caboli said that the deep pass to Kenneth Gainwell... Gainwell said, he pretty much just told me, run fast down the field. And he lobbed one up to me. We got Rogue Rodgers!
We do. I loved it. 9 different receivers. They were running that kind of empty check with me on third downs. Thielen, Scotty Miller making plays. I mean, these last 3 games, they look a lot different throwing the football. And I'm all for it.
Their offensive line has really played above expectation level as far as pass blocking is concerned, have they not? I mean, there were a couple of moments in this game, but I thought once the Steelers started to drop back and throw it deeper down the field, those guys did a great job.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's amazing what doing that does for your run game, too, in terms of threatening the defense and getting them to off your grass and to be on their heels as opposed to just playing downhill when you're predictable. And they're doing it with... Shoot, they're plugging gaps. I mean, they got Andres Pete playing guard. Dylan Cook's playing like a all-pro at left tackle, except for one play. They're playing their best ball at the right time. I think the quarterback obviously has a lot to do with it, but I don't think you can understate how valuable Kenneth Gainwell's been to this team. I mean, I'm in the heart of Eagles country right now, out east, and they're talking about how much they miss him in Philly. And he's both him and Warren were terrific yesterday. And it bodes well. And hopefully they're able to get one of these last two, maybe both of them, I got a feeling they'll be doing it without DK Metcalf this week, though, which will be interesting.
That about Rodgers, I mean, 42 years old and being able to do what he can do, is there any time do you think he might just hit that wall at all, or is you don't even see that from him right now?
I don't see it coming, Mark. I mean, you're around him more than me, but, you know, I feel like he just has – he looks fully invested. And, you know, obviously this could be the last go-round. I saw him looking for the game ball, you know, as soon as the game ended, obviously, you know, trying to keep those mementos. But, I mean, he can make every throw. He's obviously – the ball to MVS – 55 yards in the air. I mean, he launched it. He's hanging in there. He made a couple plays with his feet, extended plays. He's starting to get a feel, I think, for how everyone works together and has a good, you know, rapport with Arthur Smith. And you saw yesterday, I mean, it's Rogue Rodgers, which we like to say, but also I think you're seeing, you know, Rodgers and Mike Tomlin kind of coalescing too. You know, they possessed the ball for 11 minutes in the third quarter, and it wasn't all running the ball. And then they come out and throw the ball to kind of ice the game, which we would not have seen, you know, earlier in the year. So I really like what I see. I don't see him slowing down, man. Right now I see a guy that I would do as much as I could to bring back next year.
Pat Bostic joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What'd you see out of the defense, Pat? A defense that, yeah, wilted a little bit down the stretch there, but also held one of the best rushing offenses in the NFL to 15 yards on the ground and held the Lions to 7 points below their season average.
Well, they dominated the line of scrimmage, you know, and I think, you know, Hayward had a lot to do with that. Y.A. Black, you know, Benton played one of his better games. Certainly inside, Sawyer made plays. I mean, Alex Highsmith, you know, obviously didn't have a sack, but two pressures and a TFL. I mean, they obviously the trip was, we could have done without that. But, you know, they dominated the line of scrimmage. And that to me, you know, against obviously, you know, Detroit's been banged up and they're injury ravaged on defense. But I thought that was the biggest thing that stood out to me was the duress that Jared Goff was under until late in the ball game when Pittsburgh looked like they got a little tired, being out there a little bit more than they were obviously in the early portions of the football game. I thought Joey Porter played one of his better games as a Steeler, looked excellent out there, you know, basically covering St. Brown the majority of the time. I can recall six, seven weeks ago we were talking about is you know, Slay or Ramsey gonna follow guys. Now Porter's doing it again. Which is good to see. And, you know, I don't think you can understate, too, the presence of Ramsey back there. He's brought a leadership to that defense, him and Queen, that they've missed for a long time from a player standpoint. That's not taking anything away from Hayward or Watt, but, you know, your safety, your middle linebacker need to be tone setters for your defense. They have to be vocal leaders, and the Steelers seem to have that.
And how would you be feeling right now if Jared Goff touchdown stood at the end? Would you have a whole totally point of view of what we saw yesterday just because they came out with a loss and how they lost, giving up three touchdowns in the fourth quarter like that?
Probably different. We were talking about that last week, Rally, with the moral victory
right.
Conversation, right? I mean, I see a team that could win in the playoffs right now. I would not have said that each of the last few years. Like, they have enough variety offensively. They're opportunistic on defense. And I saw that regardless of the outcome of the game yesterday. I mean, they really, it was similar to the Baltimore game where they just kind of dominated. It wasn't as explosive. There weren't the huge plays. But Warren ripped off a couple big runs. Notwithstanding the result of the game, obviously the win makes you feel much better. It's a multiple force multiplier. But I think this team can win in the playoffs. And I saw that for three and a half quarters, and the balance of the fourth, obviously, they were tested and, you know, found a way, some way to win the game.
Pat Bostic with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Were you able to watch the Patriots and Ravens game last night?
Yeah, I was. I did nod off a couple times, to be honest. But
What's that like, sleeping?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, with Jackson, you know, got knee in the back.
Yes.
You know, and I thought Huntley was serviceable, and Derrick Henry's Derrick Henry, but, man, I mean, you talk about a dangerous football team. New England did not play its best, turning the ball over the way they did, and they still found a way to go on the road and win. You know, Baltimore's what they're on life support right now, and they got to head to Green Bay. So things are going the Steelers' way, and you know, you win one of these last two, hopefully both, and we'll have a playoff game in Pittsburgh, which it's been a while.
The great thing is the worst case scenario for the Steelers is that they'll have to beat the Browns to win the AFC North. Mm-hmm. That's the worst case scenario after Saturday night, whenever the Packers host the Baltimore Ravens. Pat, sorry we had some trouble getting you on, but thank you for joining us. And rumor has it you're going to be joining us for a couple of hours tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Heading east with the family, or west with the family later today, and I'll be saddled up tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
Oh, safe travels, buddy. We really appreciate it.
Turnpike drive, baby.
Yeah, it's fun. Always fun. Be well, boys. Thank you.
See you, buddy. Thank you. That was the great Pat Bostick in the hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Can I say something real quick?
Please.
I thought he was going to host with you for the rest of the show like he does sometimes just because Doran's not here. And I spent like 12 minutes there trying to engineer a new video call system just so he could come on with us for later segments, and that's a big surprise to me.
So you just would have called him earlier if you would have known he was just going to be on for a segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. That's good communication by me.
Yes.
Coming up next.
If you want to spend time in the toilet, maybe you could.
Lamar Jackson. We got the latest on him from Tom Pelissero. Also, Jackson's comments on his injury following the game. And we'll continue to break down Steelers lines and what it all means. You can chime in at 412-928-9370. Mark Caboli's brought to you by Icy Lights. Will he be with us when we come back? It's anybody's guess.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays. sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Yeah, my knee was, yeah, my legs felt great tonight. Just got kneed in the back in the red zone. Just couldn't finish the game. I was trying, got tore down shot and stuff like that, but still ain't getting no better. Yeah.
Woody, has this just been kind of a terrible season in that sense? In the sense that it just feels like this stuff keeps happening to you?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, man, it's BS, bro. I can't control that, dude. Like, I'm on the ground, like, I'm down. I gave myself all that I needed in the back. But yeah, for the most part, you can say that because getting injured and then we fighting for a chance to make the playoffs. I can't finish the game with my guys, so it's BS.
Lamar, it
ain't BS. He didn't slide. He's diving head first. I'm watching the play right now. I watched it a couple times last night. There's no BS there. Defender's trying to make a play. But he's now considered, according to John Harbaugh, let's call him Jim, John Harbaugh, as day-to-day with a back bruise. He took the shot. If he plays, they probably win that game. Also, if John Harbaugh wasn't a nincompoop, they win that game. They have now blown, Mark, 12 games when leading by 11-plus points in the fourth quarter since 2021. No team in the history of the NFL has blown that many leads of that nature in such a short period of time. So when we're all getting Christmas gifts for our loved ones and our friends this holiday season, make sure we all Steelers fans send something to John Harbaugh. Actually, we should do that. That'd be a nice little fan morning show bit. When the Ravens lose to the Packers on Saturday night, and I think they're going to, although Jordan Love's in concussion protocol, so we'll see. I think we put our heads together, we come up with a nice little Christmas gift for one John Harbaugh. He forgot about Derrick Henry. The penultimate drive of the game, they were running the ball down the Patriots' throats. He was averaging 7 yards a carry. The penultimate drive of the game, nope, we don't need this guy out there. And then the final drive of the game, nope, don't need this guy out there. What the hell are they doing? Not that I'm upset about it.
I mean, if you follow the Ravens at all this year, it's been very similar.
Yes.
They just tend to forget about him. I mean, you know, when Lamar went out, I was thinking, oh, geez, this is actually going to not benefit the Steelers, because I think they're going to have to run Henry. And he was ripping off, what do you have, 120 yards or something like that?
Yep.
I mean, you have to, if you're...
You don't have your quarterback.
If you're Baltimore...
What are you doing?
Right now, if you're a Baltimore fan, you have to be going crazy. Why do they continue to get away from this guy?
Now, I know he fumbled early in the game, which has also been a problem.
Oh,
but
well.
You have to rely on your guy. He was playing well apart from the fumble. And that's probably an understatement. And Zay Flowers was kicking ass. Those guys, they earned their paychecks yesterday. But John Harbaugh absolutely peed down his leg at the end of the game. Absolutely just...
He doesn't have much to...
Joke job.
What is his responsibility? He seems like an overseer. He's not, you know, calling plays. He's not dabbling.
Like a CEO, you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, at some point, get on the old horn and say, get 22 in there.
After the game, he said that Derek, and I'm paraphrasing here, was comfortable knowing that he wasn't going to start that series. Yeah. I'm guessing if you said, hey, Mr. Henry, we'd like you to play in the game, he'd take the damn warmer off and run in the game. But I don't need to be mad. I'm very happy about this development. And I don't know what the health of Jordan Love's going to be. We don't really know what the health of
Malik Willis. Isn't he hurt his shoulder?
He got hurt too. We don't really know the status of Lamar either, but it's always telling in the Vegas odds. The Packers are a 2.5-point favorite at home Saturday night, 8 o'clock kickoff on the Peacock.
The Peacock.
The great thing is, hey, if the Packers win the game, now you got some decisions to make. If the Ravens win the game, all you got to do is go on the road and beat Cleveland, and you're the AFC North champion. Yes. And I'll even go so far as to say this. I don't think the Steelers are going to lose to the Browns, but they've had their problems there in recent years at the mistake by the lake. But I don't like the Ravens' chances of even beating the Steelers in the final week of the season. That team is mentally soft.
Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. You're going to have to prepare all week. like you're going to go into Cleveland with that mindset of winning, then all of a sudden pull back at the last moment. I bet you if that would come to term, if that would happen and they would clinch before that, I think everybody would still play, but he'd pull them back earlier, I would think.
Man, I think I'd have a problem playing Rodgers in that game. The way he's been playing, he is the key to unlocking the elusive playoff victory. And if he got hurt in a meaningless game because Myles Garrett's trying to break the all-time NFL single-season sack record, that's a fireable offense for Mike Tomlin.
Boy, wouldn't that be like a feather in Dylan Cook's cap, preventing them from him breaking the record, Myles Garrett?
Sure would be. You know, what's his name? Moore.
Dan
Moore Jr. Jeez Louise, I didn't get any sleep last night watching that Patriots game. Yeah, you got less than I did. You've been awake for 24 consecutive hours.
28 now.
Dan Moore Jr. used to be the Myles Garrett kryptonite. That's what got him paid all that money. You'd look and they'd be like, oh, well, the pass rush win rate. He would give up no sacks against Myles Garrett.
Something tells me he's going to break the record.
I think so.
Maybe not this week.
I feel pretty good about him breaking it this week, especially if the Packers win. All right, Mark, you have put in a hell of a shift. You drove overnight. You came here. You spent a couple hours with me. I am forever grateful. I will send John Harbaugh a gift. I will also send you a gift.
No. Oh, I don't know how to, I can't even react. I'm so tired.
Mark, appreciate it.
Now, you know, I'll probably go home, sleep for 90 minutes and be up.
That's exactly right. Coming up next. The referee at the end of the game reminded me of one of my favorite television characters. We'll tell you about that. How would you have announced the ruling at the end of the game? Were you the referee? And you can give us a call about all Steelers Lions related matters at 412-928-9370.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Record number of people watching on the YouTube stream, watching live on X, and I'm guessing listening worldwide on the Odyssey app, AUDACY, your Odyssey app. The Steelers victorious. They moved to 9-6. The Ravens, dropped to 7-8. The Steelers might not play another meaningful game the rest of the regular season. The Ravens fall to the Packers. That's it, baby. AFC North champs, kings in the North. It almost didn't go down quite that way. Heads up play by Jared Goff at the end of the game to get the ball and score. I mean, the lateral, a hell of a heads up play. But it was obviously pass interference. And this referee, man, he reminds me of the doctor in Arrested Development where he always buries the lead. You can't announce the final call as a referee the way that he did.
On the field, there's a touchdown, however. Oh, number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over. Wow. There is no touchdown.
Whoa! It wasn't until there is no touchdown where Lions fans don't know what happened here.
Wow. There is no touchdown.
Listen to this. The game is over. They think they've won.
Wow. There is no touchdown.
Whoa. And I'm pretty sure Romo had no idea what was going on either. I think Romo thought the Lions had won the game.
Ruling on the field is a touchdown, however. Number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
Wow.
There is no touchdown.
You've got Lions fans jumping for joy, kissing each other, hugging each other, jubilation. Are they dumb? Yes. Was it the ref's fault for the way he announced it? Also, yes.
How many times do you get like a call like that, like on a penalty where a touchdown scored? You don't. You never get. The result of the play was a touchdown, but here's the penalty.
Exactly.
Never happens.
The game is over. Pittsburgh wins. Personal foul, or not even personal foul, but blah, blah, blah.
And I thought
it needs to start with the game is over, Pittsburgh wins.
And I thought when he said replay, he meant that they can't go to, like, video replay. Like, that's not replay the down. Like, that's not what I was thinking when I heard that, too.
It was convoluted. It was messy. I wasn't nervous at all based on the way the Steelers were reacting. Like, you knew it was offensive pass interference. And if you've watched football for longer than 8 seconds, you know that thing's a wrap, baby.
Here, ready. I got this. Pass interference, offense number 14. 15-yard penalty, but there are zeros on the clock, which means that the game is over.
Bang.
The end.
Not like this.
Ruling on the field is a touchdown, however. Number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
He was so nervous,
too.
No
touchdown.
The penalty's not enforced.
And Romo's acting like he's never watched the sport before.
But the penalty...
Jim! Oh! Mark in Youngstown, good morning.
Morning.
What's
Three
up?
Quick things. Jalen Warren and Kenny Gainwell had the best games of their year simultaneously.
They did.
Two, how long is DK going to be suspended after that Will Smith versus Chris Rock? He's going to be out.
I bet you he'll get a game. I bet you he'll get a game. I don't think they'll go longer than that.
And D, that safety blitz by Duggar with the safety, my wife turned to me and said, that looked like Troy Polamalu. Brought a tear to my eye. Let's go, Steelers. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Thank you, Mark. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. A texter writes in that the Steelers were fixing to blow it down the stretch, and they blamed Mike Tomlin for not being aggressive. Now, the Steelers were fixing to blow it down the stretch, but I don't think you can articulate that point. The Steelers scored a touchdown to go up 22-10. Then the Lions score. So what do the Steelers do? Well, they come back with another touchdown. Then what do the Lions do? They come back with a touchdown. Offensively, the Steelers kept pushing the envelope. Then you had the Boswell missed field goal. That was massive, obviously, because the Lions would have to go down the field, score a touchdown, two-point conversion. I can't believe that that happened. I thought my mom was going to have a stroke. She, in fact, actually did pee her pants because she leapt out of her chair. And whenever you get to be a certain age, sometimes the pee just trickles out. I'm sure she'd be thrilled that I'm sharing that all on the radio. So my mom, she is beside herself. But more to the point, the Steelers, yeah, they missed that field goal, but they were still aggressive. 20-yard run on a great call by Arthur Smith. Then you throw the ball to Mount Washington, who goes for 13 yards. Then you run it because you've had success running the ball all game long. You get 8 yards. Then you have a negative run. Then you have a 3-yard run. But on 3rd and 8, the Steelers absolutely made the right decision. They threw the football. That's aggressiveness. That's trying to get a first down and win the game. And worst case scenario, you're thinking Rodgers ain't throwing a pick. Maybe he takes a sack on purpose like he did the previous game against Miami. But the worst case scenario, you're thinking you got Boswell kicking a field goal. It's in his back pocket. It's a dang 37-yard field goal. Boswell usually makes them with his eyes closed. I was in the bathroom. Usually you go to bathroom break whenever Chris Boswell's out there on the field. So I think that the Steelers, they were pushing the envelope offensively. And they knew that they had to trade score for score. I'm not going to get too worked up about the way that Detroit clawed back. That's a great offense. It's the best in the league. They got weapons everywhere. They got a good offensive line. You wilted a little bit. But you know what? You made the play to win the game. I'm not going to sit here and complain about anything, nitpick anything that the Steelers defense did yesterday. If you want to, you can call up. I'll probably yell at you. But you could still give us a ring at 412-928-9370. The phone lines are popping. We will take some of your calls coming up next. We will genuflect at the altar of Sidney Crosby as well.
Crosby lines and blasts. Deflects in front. Score! That's it! That's history! The kid is now the king! Sidney Crosby has passed Mario Lemieux for the most points ever by a Pittsburgh Penguin.
Hey, Sid, congratulations on passing me with 1,724 points. I knew when we played together in 2005 that you were going to be a very special player and accomplish a lot of great things in your career. Here we are 20 years later. You are now one of the best to ever play the game. You've been a great ambassador for the Pittsburgh Penguins, the National Hockey League, and the hockey world. I just would like to wish you all the best the rest of the way. And again, congratulations. Well done, my friend.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. We'll take your Steelers calls in a second, but I got to genuflect at the altar of Sidney Crosby. And I'm going to say something that might piss people off, but I think it's a fact. If you take the ownership side of things out of it, Sidney Crosby's the most accomplished Penguin in the history of the franchise. I would never say he's a better player than Mario. Mario, for my money, at the height of his powers, is the greatest hockey player of all time. But Sidney Crosby won more championships than Mario, and he's now scored more points than Mario. And really, we don't need to make this a call-in topic. Well, Crowley, actually, no, we don't need to do that. How friggin' lucky are we when the prince who was promised became more than we ever thought that we'd get? Like, Sidney Crosby was supposed to be the next one. But did anybody think he was going to pass Mario Lemieux in all-time points? He's probably, if he continues to play at this pace, and who would doubt him, going to be one of only two players all-time, three players all-time to get 2,000 points. I think he's going to finish second all-time in points behind Wayne Gretzky and just ahead of Jaromir Jagr. So rarely does that happen. I mean, think about Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was one of the biggest can't-miss quarterback prospects of all time, and he was really damn good. Retired early, that was that. Now, Sidney Crosby's played here for 20 years, won three championships, scoring titles, would have been even better if not for the injury. Pinch yourself, Pittsburgh. And they're going to draft Gavin McKenna next year. All right, to the phones at 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ron in Monongahela. Hi, Ron.
Hello, guys. I'm completely baffled about the NFL and their coaching and their refs. It just baffles me.
What do you mean?
First thing, Metcalf should get 2 games the rest of the season suspension because that's just assault on a fan. He walked over and grabbed the guy.
I think he'll probably get a game. I don't necessarily disagree, though. I mean, you can't. Whatever he said, he wouldn't have had the chance to say it if Metcalf didn't walk over there first. And it's just not a line that you can cross. I'm totally with you on that.
Two, Patriots won 6 Super Bowls on pick plays.
Okay.
Pretty much. That was one of their bread and butter plays. Yes. Always picking.
They were better at hiding it, though.
Yep. And then three, Harbaugh on last night's game. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
He's an imbecile, Ron. He's an imbecile.
Yep, Henry just ran the ball all the way down the field, got him a lead. Then when they're trying to run the clock out, he lets Henry set the bench.
I don't think he played a snap after he scored the touchdown, Ron. He at least didn't touch the ball. One of the most baffling coaching decisions that I think I've ever seen. And we've been watching football our entire lives. Thank you for the call. But, hey, I ain't complaining. Here's something. Harry, did you consider this? If the Packers beat the Ravens, and the game between the Steelers and the Browns means nothing because the Steelers have clinched the AFC North. Myles Garrett could set the single season sack record against Mason Rudolph. Yeah. Oh, man. I bet you. Do you think he'd rather? That is a good topic for Cleveland Sports Talk Radio. You think he'd rather set the record against all-time great Aaron Rodgers or against guy he hates, Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, if he had to choose, Rudolph.
I think he probably would want to do it against Rudolph. Revenge, baby. Sweet revenge. Coming up next, I want calls on this, and I imagine that I'll get a bunch of calls on this at 412-928-9370. There's nothing better than being told you can't do something, then you do it anyway. We're going to talk about something that Steelers fans typically mock, but I think need to give credit to this time around. That's on the way. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 41. Balmy out. Going to be sweating walking around. Tomorrow, high of 47, 75% chance of flurries. It's the Fan Morning Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.